KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on, well, this wet Wednesday morning. It is 7:21, 63 degrees on our way to 84 before it is all said and done. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Front Porch Jams organizer Gina Sheevy. Gina, good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me today, you guys.
Well, hey, thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, the first jam of the Front Porch Jam season, Gina, I guess is just about here, huh?
Yes, we are so excited. Season number 6. Let's get it going.
Number 6. Well, first, give us the where and when.
So we are going to be at 2910 Crestview, and this first jam is going to be hosted by three different couples. So they have three houses in a row, and they are just going to use their backyards on that Crestview Lake to host one heck of a huge kickoff jam. So 2910 Crestview Drive in Emporia.
Okay, so who is going to be performing, and I guess which quote-unquote stage will they be using?
Well, Barry and Nina Williams really spearheaded this, and so the stage will be between the three houses and really set up in a way that there's plenty of room for everybody to be there. We will have the Time Travelers, which is a combination of multiple musicians that have played together throughout the years, Zoe Albers, Bob Phillips, Jim Pitchford, Gary Stayskill, and Barry Williams. And then we have members of Brick Horse that are all also playing, Laura McDonald and Tim Schaefer, Bob Phillips again. They will all be putting on various, you know, pieces of the show and different, you know, we have a couple that are just doing duos. We have some groups. And so just a great, great list of acts coming up. There'll be 9 of us total that are playing that night. It should be just awesome.
And things get underway at 7 p.m. at 2910 Crestview Drive here in Emporia. Well, Gina, let's talk about Front Porch Jams for people that may not be familiar with exactly what this is. Kind of explain it to us.
So Front Porch Jams has a mission to gather people around music in order to benefit something greater than ourselves. And so what's a little bit different about Front Porch Jams is that we do pay our musicians, number one. They're not playing for free. As a musician myself, I definitely appreciate that we're able to have sponsors that take care of them and their expenses. And then secondly, as we gather, then we do collect for the cause we're playing for. So on Friday night, the cause we're playing for is the USD 252 Honor Flight Program. That program allows veterans to travel with student guardians to Washington, D.C. to see our national monuments and have an incredible, you know, experience of remembrance and memorial, and also just being honored the way that they should. And so as you come to any of these Front Porch Jams, we will collect money for the cause. Every single dollar that is collected goes straight to that cause. We also have nonprofit status. And so what that means is through the Emporia Community Foundation, as we partner with them, you can get a tax receipt if you need one. But it is all on the up and up. You're able to give and have some security in giving to that. But that's really, it's a local family playing host and letting us use their porch for local musicians to support a local cause.
Gina, why was it so important to have, excuse me, the Honor Flight program as I guess the first beneficiary here of this year's slate?
So the Honor Flight program, on a personal level, I can tell you I've had 2 of my own 3 children go as student guardians. I come from a military family myself, and so many of these ladies and gentlemen definitely in years past were maybe not honored the way that they needed to when they came home from serving overseas. And some veterans never really get the chance to see and feel all of that they're due, in my opinion. And so something like the Honor Flight Program, which Megan McGuire, Stacey Garrett of USD 252, Mike Arkwright, they have done an incredible job of making sure that these veterans are taken care of, They are handled like the royalty that they are, and that they are given the opportunity to just be given thanks and gratitude in a really special way. And those programs, this is a national program, but we're really lucky that we have one here locally that we can support. And when I say local, you know, yes, it's a USD 252 honor flight program, but veterans from all over this area and beyond come here to come to that honor flight.
Yeah, it's a great program. Front Porch Jams is our topic here this morning. We're talking with organizer Gina Sheevy. Well, you've come a long way in a very short period of time here with Front Porch Jams. How did this all get started, Gina? How did this idea come to be?
Well, as a musician, just sitting at my kitchen table with my husband and thinking of, I just had a pull on my heart to do something with that that wasn't self-serving. Does that make sense? So, you know, there's got to be a way that we can just get people to have community, to gather them around music, two of my favorite things, people and music, and then what can we do with that that might serve someone other than ourselves? And so it's really, it's a ministry in a way, it's a mission, and absolutely put on my heart and in my faith. I feel like God put that on my heart to just give as much back as we can with the gifts that we're given.
So how many jams in a season, Gina?
We typically do 4 jams a season. There's 1 per month from June to September. And we have different porches for all of those jams. A great host. And you said we'd come a long way in a short period of time. There is no way that it could happen without the sponsors, without the hosts, people willing to let people bring a yard chair, you know, to their yard. And you literally just bring a chair. You have some cash on hand or whatever to put in the donation bucket, but you can, you know, bring your cooler, bring a chair, and just sit and enjoy. It really is a very simple familial family gathering.
And on top of that, too, you also have to have the musicians that are willing to take part. I was going to ask you, are you still reaching out for musicians, or are the musicians now basically, now that this is pretty well firmly established on the summer calendar, they're reaching out to you saying, hey, I'd like to take part in this?
They absolutely are reaching out now, and we are completely full for all of our shows. I would say our shows this season are more full than ever because we had so many people interested in playing, which is great. And they're coming back. You know, it's not just that they're playing one time and then leaving it. These are repeat, you know, people who have been around said, oh, man, I came to a jam and I want to be a part of it, or I played last season, can I please get on this time? And you're absolutely right. The musicians are the highlight. They are the stars of the show, literally. And they're such just good-hearted people. They know what they're playing for. They know who they're playing for. And, you know, so many times I said we have sponsors to pay the musicians, but there have been musicians plenty in the past that said, you know what, put it in the donation bucket. I'm just happy to be here. And that's just the kind of heart and soul that surrounds the people in these particular events.
Well, Front Porch Jams, these musicians, they can flat out bring it, folks.
This
really
is
high-quality entertainment we're talking about here. And,
absolutely.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a big old slice of Americana right there. There's no doubts about that. And Gina, I believe you have raised a significant amount of money for local causes through these past few years.
Yeah, we have raised over $14,000 over the years, and it has been... it's just been a blessing to be able to do that and provide a space and time where that can happen for others. And it's not super labor intensive to sit and listen to music. So I feel like, you know, it's not like the easy button, but it is a pretty cool way to make some of that happen. So
outstanding. Gina, is there anything else we're missing here before we wrap things up this morning?
I would just encourage people, if you haven't gone to Front Porch Jams of Lyon County on Facebook, that's the easiest place to follow us. All the events are listed with all the sponsors, the causes, everything that you need to know about who's playing and what we're playing for. So Front Porch Jams of Lyon County on Facebook is a great place. And just thanks for the blessing, everybody. Thanks for showing up to the events. Thanks for being a part of all of it. And super thanks to KVOE and, of course, the Flint Hills Shopper. You guys have been so incredible in getting the word out. We just really couldn't do it as well without you. So just appreciate you all.
We love what you're doing. And please Stay in touch. We'll be certainly happy to promote all of your events throughout the season, Gina.
Well, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Gina.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
And Gina Sheeby with Front Porch Jams of Lyon County. The season kickoff is this Friday night at 2910 Crestview Drive here in Emporia, 7 p.m.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, 7:20 every weekday morning. This week's full. Next week is starting to fill up, so let us know what you have for your event or activity that you'd like highlighted. So call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we'll have SOS Director Connie Cahoon as we talk about the official start of the SOS Strong fundraising campaign.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Mel's Tire. Got some light rain, 63 degrees, 731. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course. Summer Junior Golf is in full swing. This means we will